Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, is also the beginning of a new book, the book of Bamidbar, and also it is just several days before the holiday of Shavuos. Much of the Parsha focuses on the counting of the Jewish people, as well as the positions that they occupied in the desert, because we have the tabernacle, the Mishkan, in the center of the encampment of the Jewish people, surrounded by the tribe of Levi, the Levites and the Kohanim, the priests, surrounded by the various tribes. And every tribe had a specific area geographically located around the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and around the Levite camp. Some were on the north side, some were on the south side, and so on and so forth. In addition, each tribe also had their specific degel, their own special flag with its specific color that represented that tribe. Obviously, when one reads through these verses and these sections of the Torah, it becomes obvious that the tribal affiliations of the Jewish people are very important. And in fact, the Medrash tells us that the Jewish people at Sinai perceived that the angels up in heaven have their own positions as well, their own degolim, their own flags in a sense, some sort of vision and perception that they had of that kind of structure, and they desire to have a similar structure. And I'd like to focus on what that means and what that represents and why it's important. The idea of degolim, of the different flags and tribal affiliations of the different parts of the Jewish people, is that every single tribe has its unique personality, its unique role to play as part of the Jewish people. And this is very similar to angels, because an angel is not just there to fly around and do stuff for God and so on, but an angel is created to carry out a specific purpose. And every angel has its mission, and in fact the entire existence of the angel is bound up with the mission and purpose that it has. As soon as an angel's mission is fulfilled and finished, if it no longer has a mission, then it ceases to exist. The entire existence of an angel is nothing more than to carry out its mission. And the Jewish people saw this very clearly. They saw that every angel had its position, its place, and its role to play. And they recognized that they too, as God's nation, as God's messengers upon this earth, have a unique role and important purpose in being in this world. And that when they stood at Sinai, they had this perception and they came to this realization. And by extension, they desired to be able to live in a similar fashion. That as God's nation and as God's people, as a nation being a light unto the other nations, it was important for every tribe and by extension every individual to be able to realize his or her potential by being in his or her specific place where they belonged. When everyone's trying to do everyone else's job, then you don't have functionality, you have dysfunction, and no one's able to get anything done. When everyone's looking over at the other person to see, is the other person successful? Am I successful? What's the other person doing? Is it a better job or a better role in life than mine? Then we end up nowhere. And the Jewish people realized this, and they requested that they be arranged in a fashion similar to that of the angels. And just as the angels, we have many verses that talk about the peace that reigns among the angels, because they don't have a Yetzirah, an evil inclination that can seduce them to worry about their honor and their glory and their own egos. Rather, they exist solely for the purpose of working for God. By the same token, the Jewish people desired that, and they requested that they be arranged in a similar fashion. I think the lesson is very obvious, and as we come to the giving of the Torah, it's integral to realize that every single Jew has a place at the mountain, and every single Jew had to be standing at Sinai. But at the same time, every Jew had a specific place. It was also that each Jew realized that his or her friend's place was not his place. Everyone had their own place. My friend's place is his place, and my place is my place. And I don't covet, I don't desire my friend's place. Rather, I'm happy in my place, where I am, where I'm standing, and that's my role, and that's the place I have to be. And I'm unique, and I'm integral, and as the Medrash tells us, every Jew had to be at Sinai for the Torah to be given. And if one Jew was not there, the Torah couldn't come down. Because every Jew is integral to the totality of the Jewish nation. And it doesn't matter where on the mountain you are standing, how close to God. Everyone had to be in their place. And every person was integral in their place. And as we come to Sinai, as we come to the holiday of Shavuos, the giving of the Torah, it's certainly a worthwhile endeavor to try to come to this level, or to work towards it, to understand that I have my role in life, I have my purpose in life, I have my position in life. Everyone else does as well, and there's no point in being jealous of anyone else. And in fact, the last of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not covet. The idea that everyone gets exactly what they need, and God gives everyone exactly what they need. And there's no point in coveting anyone else, because God's in charge and God knows. And there are those who say that, in fact, the first of the Ten Commandments, I am the Lord your God who took you out of the land of Egypt, and the last, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor, are really two sides of the same coin. To the extent that we realize that God is the one running the world, and God is the one who took us out of Egypt, and God is the one calling the shots, there's no reason at all to covet what anyone else has. If it's all about me and what I can accomplish, what I can do, and if I'm in control, then I can be jealous of someone else, because I think I should have that as well. But if I realize that it's God who's in charge and running the show and calling the shots, then there's no reason for me to be envious of anyone else. God gives me what I need, He gives him what he needs, and we all have a role to fill and an important job to do. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos and a happy Shavuos.